But let's get out of the Philippines, where the capital Manila is now almost completely submerged in water as deadly monsoon rains continue to drown the city. Already more than 70 people have died as Manila's almost a million residents flee to safer ground. And World Vision staff say the situation is even more dangerous than the last major typhoon in 2009, which killed almost 500 people. Minnie Portales from World Vision is one of those who's been trapped in her second-story apartment in the city. I spoke to her in Manila a short time ago. Minnie Portales, Manila is a big city of more than a million people. How much of it is now underwater?
Right now, I can say that it's from 90%, it's 80%. But the rain continues to, the rainfall continues. As of the moment, we're experiencing heavy rains right now.
And you're in the city. How are you faring? How did you manage to get out of your apartment?
Last night, it's still 3 feet deep, but it receded this morning, so we grabbed the opportunity to go to the southern part.
And what are you seeing where you are now?
There are vehicles moving right now, and there are people going to the office. But I think it's a limited population in the city who are trying their best to go to the workplace.
So people are actually trying to get back to work, though?
On the southern part, but not on the northern part, because in the northern part of the city, there is still high flood, 3 feet to 6 feet, especially on the evacuation centers that World Vision staff will be distributing food this morning.
How dangerous is it trying to get people out of the flood zone?
Yeah, it's very dangerous, especially on the 6 feet areas. And however, 2 days ago, there was a strong mobilization of rescue operation among children, women, pregnant women, and also elderly citizens.
Many people have died. Do you know whether this is because they weren't able to get out of their homes?
One incident is landslide. The other incident is that children are playing near the riverbanks and they were carried by heavy flooding. And a third is on the areas where they cannot move out immediately from their homes. But right now the situation is that people need food. And the immediate, in the short term, is hot food for the people because they cannot cook in the evacuation centers because it's wet and they don't have any facilities to do the cooking. So right now the local government are providing hot food, hot meals for the evacuees. They need also medicines in the evacuation centers for cough and colds, especially for the children.
And how many people are now in need of basic supplies like food and water?
It's 850,000 people in 614 evacuation centers.
And what sort of aid are you at World Vision able to get to them at the moment?
This morning we will be releasing food items like biscuits and water and non-food items like mats and blankets. Because in the evacuation center, it's very cold and wet, and they need those non-food items so that at night, especially the children, they will be protected. And also for those adults who are underwater for the last 48 hours, they can encounter leptospirosis because of the dirty water in the flooded areas.
The Philippines was also hit by a huge typhoon and floods 3 years ago. How does this situation compare?
This is much worse because the Typhoon Ketsan at the time in terms of rainfall is much lesser. However, now as we experience this monsoon rain, it's much bigger in terms of volume. So actually we are on a red alert within Metro Manila because it's 30 millimeters rainfall. And we are experiencing rain for the last 72 hours. In Typhoon Ketsana in 2009, it's only 24 to 48 hours.
So you're concerned that things are going to get worse?
Yeah, especially in the evacuation centers, if we will not address the need of those people. And if the rain will continue, that would be a great challenge for all of us.
The Philippines has always endured a big wet season. What are authorities there saying about the severity of these latest monsoonal rains? Is there a concern that this sort of disaster is becoming more regular?
Yeah, because previously we experienced only 20 typhoons. That was 5 years ago, but now we are experiencing 25 typhoons in a year. And it is not only typhoons, because when it rains in Metro Manila and the drainage are blocked by garbage or waste, we are experiencing flooding. And it's not only a low flood, it's very high flood.
Is there a lot of panic among the people there?
Actually, every time that there's rain, people are very alarmed because of the rising flood. Before, it's not. When it rains, it's okay. That was 5 years, 4 years ago. But now, as we experience this kind of situation, people are very alarmed when there is a heavy rain because of the flooding.
So what sort of aid is World Vision appealing for now most urgently?
We are inviting our donors here in the Philippines to provide cash donations, to provide new clothing for the children, as well as water, and at the same time to provide medicine World Vision.
Good luck with that, Minnie Portales. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much.
That's Minnie Portales from World Vision speaking to me from Manila, which is now 80% underwater with the floodwaters rising.